this is Mistress Brighton, and today's blog title is Spider Egg Masturbation, a Stocking Stuffer Idea. And if you can get past the name, because while I am a sadistic mistress and a sick, demented fuck, I am not a huge fan of them either. I would like to share with you something that I heard about in passing and forgot about until like maybe a day ago. And I'm now really intrigued by it because I saw a video of what it actually is and what it does. So this blog is going to be about spider egg masturbation and something for you to try out and see if it's for you. So anyway, I can promise you that it's not what it sounds like. Basically, it's an egg. It's shaped like an egg with a webbed, ridged inner interior that stretches around your cock while you stroke with it. So it's perfect for any size dick, even small penises, because it stretches and grips your penis. It's not that big. So if you have a small penis, which some of you have small penises, it'll work perfectly. And if you have a large penis, it stretches. The name is the stuff of nightmares if you're an arachnophobe, but I did say that I was a sick, demented fuck now, didn't I? So I was thinking about this. I was like, how could I spin this to make it really fucked up and just fuck with like a sub's head that's masturbating for me? So I think it would make a really good Dryder Queen roleplay. If you don't know what a Dryder is, go Google it. It's a person who is half woman, half spider. It's very big in like sci-fi and 3D art and virtual roleplays. But I was thinking of like a Dryder Queen roleplay where I trap you in my web. Like, let's say you stumble into my lair and you get stuck on my web and you can't escape. And so here comes Dryder Queen to jerk you off with her spider webs while simultaneously biting and injecting you with anesthetic venom that paralyzes you while I feed on you in your orgasmic, gooning, tranced, paralyzed bliss. It sounds really fucking warped, doesn't it? Thank you, and you're welcome. For those who think I went too far with that, I think that the way that my mind works, one of the best ways to deal with a phobia is via immersion. Not always, though. You're either going to be horrified during a Dryder phone sex session with me and need therapy after, or you're going to have the most weird fucking powerful orgasm that you've ever had in your life, and it will be your therapy. I never said my methods weren't bordering on the psychotic. I actually had an episode a couple of years ago that just kind of stuck with me. Someone on Tumblr had posted like this disturbing video, and I'm not going to go into detail about what it was, but basically it was a spider in a video, and I'm not going to even go there with what was going, because it might trigger some, like this whole blog post might be triggering. But I had nightmares for weeks, and also where I live, we had a couple of really hot summers, and we get like these little garden spiders that come in the house. You know, they're not big, but a few of them were a good size and like freaked me out, and I removed them from the house. I dealt with it. I just, yeah, no thanks. Hard pass. I don't mind talking about them though. And I don't mind tormenting my subs with them. So I did get over it. And now I think it's great to use as a torment device for subs. You just like with me especially, you never know what kind of stuff you're gonna encounter on a call with me. So back to spider egg masturbation. If the name does not unnerve you, or you're like the spider version of the kooky cat lady, which is like so degrading and misogynistic, please don't call people kooky cat ladies. It's stupid. Anyway, I'd like to have you buy a spider egg and book a session so that you can like review it with me during a session and like jerk off with it. Depending on whether or not I like you, it will be either just a guided masturbation session or I will use that spider egg to torment you. And it'll be a combo of nightmare and orgasm-inducing horror that will leave you rocking back and forth in the corner, because I like doing that to people that enjoy the mind fuck. And I have, I've mentioned before that I like making subs lose their goddamn minds. You think I'm fucking joking? I'm not joking. Ask anyone who's ever called me back after a session and just been like, wow, oh my God, that was crazy. I can't stop thinking about what you do, what you did to me. Key hint, they called back. Like, they were like, holy shit, that was fucking sick. But they still call back. So that tells you something about their head. So about kinks where you're kind of scared and horny, and the more scared you are, the bigger your boner. I think that Harper has discussed on Whore School fetishes many times, how fetishes occur and the fight or flight response where sometimes you respond to something and it gets you hard and you're like, holy shit, wait a minute, what's going on here? I don't know if I'm okay with this. But it makes you hard and it also makes you want to punch a koala bear. I have to admit, I'm not really a sane and consensual mistress in the sense that I like pushing boundaries for those who want to push boundaries and they're willing. And number two, they know the risk and they consent to jump off that goddamn cliff anyway. So I'm a safety first mistress, meaning I'm not going to put you in harm's way. If there's something about this blog that triggers you or anything that triggers you, just abort, abandon ship, get the fuck away from it. Don't do it. However, if you enjoy the erotic mindfuck of having something called a spider egg wrapped around your dick, I'm going to take that and run with it. So, I've had people tell me that I scare the shit out of them, and I take that as a compliment. It's just funny to me because if you talk to me, I'm like one of the most down-to-earth people. And yet still, I have people that are like, man, you scare me. I'm like, oh, well, thanks. I thank you. I kind of feel like that's part of my job, being as warped as I am. If I haven't made somebody question their life choices, that the stuff that they're jerking off to, like, holy shit, I read that blog by Miss Brighton and I'm jerking off to it. What the fuck am I doing with my life? What am I doing with my life? If they don't have that response, I haven't done my job. So my challenge to you is if the name is not unnerving to you and you want to try it, or you want a really sick fucking Dryder mistress role play, if you're terrified, if you're praying for strength, if you're reading this and you're like, what the fuck is she, what is happening here? I'm all for it. Let's do it. So if you want to do it, call me. The number is 1-800-601-6975. Ask for Brighton. P.S. I know that this is really an odd thing to blog about, so I'm just wondering what kind of weird hits can you get from this. I hope that you've had a great Christmas, everybody, and stay tuned for my New Year's blog, my year in review, so to speak. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.